This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
From a new tool to track Wolf Administration spending to a program to help workers whose employers don't provide retirement programs to save for retirement, State Treasurer Stacy Garrity is energizing one of the Commonwealth's oldest elective offices. Treasurer Garrity defeated a popular incumbent last year in an upset election, and over the past 6 months has moved quickly to put her own stamp on the office. Stacy, before we start talking about your experience over your first 6 months as Pennsylvania State Treasurer and a number of the issues that you have been dealing with that we want to discuss, tell us a little bit about yourself. For many Pennsylvanians, you're a new statewide elected official. What should folks know about Stacy Garrity?
First of all, thanks for having me on your program, Loman. It's great to be here. So I am from Bradford County, so that is one of the more rural counties in the Commonwealth, and I like to joke that we have more cows than people. But I did spend 34 years in manufacturing, working my way up to become the first female vice president at Global Tungsten and Powders, which is the world's largest tungsten smelter, well, except for China, so in the Western world. Also spent 30 years in the United States Army Reserves. I'm an MP, which is military police, and I had 3 combat deployments to Iraq. My last one was in 08-09, where I was the acting battalion commander at Camp Buka, where we had 7,000 detainees, and I had 1,200 soldiers under my command.
Let's talk about your first 6 months in office. You came in to office here last January, you and Tim DeFore as U.S. State Treasurer, Tim as Auditor General. Both of you won your elections last year in somewhat of an upset. But what have you found in arriving in Harrisburg? Is it what you expected? Have there been any surprises?
First of all, I would say mine was a total upset, Logan, because, of course, there was a fairly popular incumbent in office, ex-deputy mayor under Ed Rendell, but we did have a wonderful transition. So I hit the ground running. It's been a very busy almost 6 months in office. So transitioning out of the pandemic into a more, I guess you'd call it a new normal work environment. We've been working on that. Also spent a lot of time with labor and industry to fight fraud in our unemployment compensation programs. I do sit on 16 boards. And so, of course, the board that takes most of my time, and you won't be surprised about that, is PISRS. We've also been pushing back against the Biden's administration, their bullying of banks to divest from oil and gas. And of course, we all know that's about 300,000 jobs in the Commonwealth. So I don't think we should be picking winners and losers. We also just upgraded our unclaimed property site. And I need to mention we have $4 billion, that's with a B, dollars of unclaimed property. And gosh, that means 1 out of 10 Pennsylvanians have unclaimed property. So if you put your name onto that website, I'm sure either you or family members or friends have unclaimed property, and it's very easy to claim right now with our upgrade. And each claim is just about $2,000. I also want to mention that we also have just under 700 military decorations. So these could be things like Purple Hearts, Bronze Stars, Meritorious Service Medals, all kinds of campaign ribbons, dog tags, you name it. And so we're really putting a big emphasis on returning those military decorations to either the service member or their families if they're deceased. And so, of course, being a veteran myself, that's very near and dear to my heart.
Can you give us the website where folks can go, Stacy, if they want to find out if there are unclaimed decorations or if somebody has unclaimed property?
You just go to patreasury.gov/unclaimed property, and there is a special tab for the military decorations right there.
It being the first part of July, we have the new fiscal year underway, and the state budget actually got done a little bit early this year. I'd be interested in your thoughts on the state budget. Did you see areas where there was fiscal progress and also any areas where you think maybe we still have some work to do?
I thought the General Assembly was very smart to save the vast bulk of the federal funding. Everybody thinks there's going to be a fiscal cliff that comes in 2 years. I also applaud the General Assembly for rejecting all of the governor's proposed tax hikes. It will take, you know, years for Pennsylvania's economy to fully rebound from the pandemic, and I attribute a lot of that to Governor Wolf's arbitrary and inconsistent shutdown orders that I saw in the private sector. Businesses across the state, particularly small businesses that are the backbone of the Commonwealth, they've been devastated. Another area where I thought was very good was they added $2.5 billion to the state's rainy day fund, and I think that was a really great decision by the General Assembly. So our rainy day fund was just a little over 2 days of spending. And adding that $2.5 billion, that brings us to the point where we have almost 25 days of spending saved in the rainy day fund. And if you look at the median across the 50 states, and this is data from Pew, it's a little over 28 days. So because the General Assembly decided to put the $2.5 billion in the rainy day fund, we're very, very close to the median level.
We are talking with Stacy Garrity. Stacy is Pennsylvania's new state treasurer. We are now talking about the Pennsylvania budget. And Stacy, over the years that Tom Wolf has been governor of Pennsylvania, he has habitually overspent the budget. The General Assembly will pass a budget, say this is how much you have to spend. He spends more than that. The General Assembly then has to backfill the money with a supplemental. What has your department been able to do to keep an eye on this and try to hold this governor accountable to spending only those dollars that are actually approved by the legislature?
The first thing we're doing is we're going to shine a bright, shiny light right on that process. And so we have a transparency portal on our website. So we're adding a tab to that transparency portal, and it's going to be called Ledger 5, because Ledger 5 is where the dollars that we spend that are not appropriated, they run through that ledger. And so this will be live in a couple of weeks. So when you go to that tab, there'll be a very nice, easy explanation about Ledger 5 is, about what it can be used for. And then they will have basically their dials for the different state agencies, and you'll be able to click right on that and see where we've spent money that was not appropriated. So that's the first thing we're going to do.
Moving on from the budget, you have a number of programs that are meant to assist Pennsylvanians as they save for key mileposts in life, one of which is Keystone Saves. Tell us a bit about that program.
The pandemic has just showed us how important it is for people to have access to savings. And we all know as a nation, people just don't have enough saved for retirement. And particularly in Pennsylvania, we have just over 2 million people in the Commonwealth that work somewhere where their employer doesn't offer a retirement plan. So we know Social Security isn't enough to retire on. And on average, Pew Research shows that on average of our 67 counties, they need about $400 a month more than what's provided in Social Security. So we can't rely on government programs to meet our need in retirement. And we do know that what these unprepared retirees, it's going to cost the Commonwealth $14.5 billion in increased state social services and less tax collections of $1.4 billion because of reduced consumer spending. Now, that's between now and 2030. So studies show that people are 15 times more likely to save for retirement when they have that option to save through their workplace. So what I want to do is establish a secure way for people who work for companies without a retirement plan to start saving for their future. So we call it Keystone Save. So it would be established at the Pennsylvania Treasury Department, but managed by private sector partners. And Lohman, this is very important. Each account will be completely owned and controlled by the individuals who set them up. So that's exactly how our 529 college and career savings programs work. Individual accounts controlled by citizens who establish them. So employees can opt out, they can opt in, they can do whatever they want. They can take their Keystone Saves account with them from job to job. It's kind of works like a Roth IRA. So we're also, I want to mention, this will be the most business-friendly program in the nation because a lot of states are rolling this out. All it is a payroll deduction. That's it. There's no burden on businesses. They have to let employees know about it, but after that, it's just a payroll deduction, just like every other payroll deduction. So those are what I see as two critical factors for Keystone Saves: true individual control and no burden on business. So we're working with members of the General Assembly. We're trying to finalize the first draft of the bill and get it introduced, hopefully, you know, later in the summer.
You also mentioned the 529 savings plans. Those are very important from an educational point of view. Tell us a little bit about that.
Our college and career savings programs, that's a fantastic way for basically each parent can basically save $15,000 a year tax-free per child. So a total of $30,000, but you'd have to have two kids, of course. So that program is doing very, very well. It's actually 135% actuarial funded. So that's really good. We have over 260,000 account owners, And you would have thought, you know, we were a little concerned that during the pandemic people would stop saving, but they did. In fact, they continued to open accounts. And it's a very good program. And what I like to push now is it's not just for four-year programs. It's for technical colleges. It's for trades. It's for apprenticeships. When you travel across the state, we all know that employers say what they need is skilled labor. So the 529 program is an excellent way for people to get a trade.
We have been talking with Stacy Garrity. Stacy is the treasurer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And Stacy, you've touched on a number of important programs and also places on your website that folks would be interested so that they can keep their eye on state government as well. Give us that website address once again, please.
patreasury.gov.
patreasury.gov. And we have been talking with the treasurer of Pennsylvania, Stacy Garrity. Stacy, thank you for being with us.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.